This next poem is for Ken. It's called Negro Amplophobia or Fear of a Black Rock. It's written in honor of 50 years of rock and roll. Once the fattest riff in a blooming alternative nation and heralding the arrival of a new Fab Four, Living Color. Endorsed by Sir Mick Jagger, Big Apple tested, tithes paid at the CBGB's altar, Living Color bridged the gap between Hendrix and Public Enemy. Vernon Reed's guitar morphing jazz fusion into nuclear fission, Muzz Skilling's bass packing more bottom than a Jet magazine centerfold, Will Calhoun's drums propelling their sound beyond orbit, Corey Glover wailing like an avenging angel, Living Color grabbed Grammys and placed Obsidian Platinum in Sony Music's hands until the label decided to fly a safer, more accessible flannel flag. Negro amplophobia is not a new affliction. Fear of a black rock was first diagnosed when our original rock was resettled in race music ghettos. It goes back to when black artists were persona non grata on their own album covers. Little Richard, Chuck Berry, and Bo Diddley brought white kids to sweaty frenzy and put paranoid parents and recording execs on notice. They all noticed kids with new styles and idols with different shades of skin and background and deemed these images graven. The overseer found the power to whitewash their children's cravings. Look at that Presley kid, ridiculous talent and drive, but always pressured to produce for handlers. Eventually, they eased Elvis into mediocre movies, pilfering Placidil and obesity of the ego. Rock and R&B were recast somewhat obscurely. That resonates history's forgotten electric congregations, pastors, and sermons. The Isley Brothers gave the Beatles twist and shout. Young Ernie watched his big brothers turn it out, then later turned Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze into a personal hurricane. The rise of Otis Redding only stopped by a plane's fatal fall. James Brown's new bag of tricks. Sly Stone's Maximum Funk and Roll. Shuggy Otis turned down the Stones to go it alone. Eddie Maggot Brain Hazel chased hallucinogenic funkadelic fungus with Molotov cocktails. Fela Kuti, a motherland twist. Santana and War, Caribe and Latino assist. Mother's Finest gave Mickey's Monkey the shock treatment, reclaiming Zeppelin appropriated blues. Clapton sang of shooting sheriffs while Ross Bob suffered the Politrix. Bad Brains, Dreadcore Positivity taught me to rock out with my locks out. Y'all still don't give six string props to Prince Rogers Nelson and recognize the architect of punk funk, Rick James, bitch. Run DMC usurped the throne. The bomb squad brought the noise. Your plate ain't full without fishbone. Christina Aguilera wishes she could touch Shaka's mane and attitude. Britney Spears ain't got no soul. Lauryn Hill is rock and roll. And y'all still ain't ready for Tracy Chapman or Ani DeFranco. 10 years after Sony's bitchin' helped darken the face of MTV, they wouldn't step up to support Fishbone or, for that matter, Living Color. Maybe the grunge river was greener on that side of the rock. They call us unmarketable while relegating us to contemporary urban ghettos. Now when I hear that, I dream of brown children blasting TV on the radio, the Mars Volta, and giving Lenny Kravitz the finger while fingering chords of their own, emulating Tom Morello's rage and discord, or leading the next wave of Afro-punks. I'm thinking, bring it, kid, play on, player, because the only cure for Negro amplophobia is to stop fishing in the mainstream and shine your darkness into the light.